Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN votes to approve North Korea's sanctions. The UN Security Council has approved tough new sanctions against North Korea following its latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Wednesday's vote came as the Security Council details how North Korea has effectively evaded international sanctions in the last decade. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
At the resolution that is now before the Security Council, is among the toughest in the history of the United Nations. And it sends a very strong message, and not just a message, through the actions that it would require. It sharpens significantly the choice that the North Korean regime must face between trying to pursue its nuclear and missile programs or actually re-engaging the world and looking out for its own people.
The report, written by a UN panel that oversees sanctions violations, acknowledges that the four rounds of increasingly stronger UN measures imposed on North Korea since 2006 have failed to persuade the Kim Jong-un government to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missiles program. U.S. Special Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee, who's expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in the coming days. The suspect was captured by a U.S. Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force that was sent to Iraq and Syria to target high-ranking ISIS leaders. The targeting force in Iraq was formed following a successful raid last year in which a U.S. Delta Force crossed into Syria and killed ISIS commander Abu Sayyaf. This is VOA News. The United Nations